I have a box, and in the box is something more precious than gold. And so I have a question. What would you do for this box? What would you give me for this box? Any?
Jesus Christ in there?
Nope. What's that? That's he's omnipresent. So, but that's not really what's going on here. So, What would you, if there's something in this box that's more precious than gold? And so, what would you do for something like this, a box like this? So, would you work an hour a day for me for a year? Something more precious than gold.
Materialistic.
Just making the point of that we have valuable things that we have in life, and that we go after them aggressively, and so there truly is something more precious than gold in here, and we'll,
How much gold?
A lot of gold. Yep.
This much gold.
Yep. It's still at what? How much? 200 and some? I don't know how much an ounce, but so that's still a lot of money. So. Vince, will you pass these out? So I'm going to give you my notes, and so you can read ahead, you can look. I just want you to learn to as we go through this. So, what do you there's when I say the word laws, what do you think? What kind of reaction do you have when I say laws?
Laws.
Man-made laws. Okay. Laws good, bad? What do you think?
It's good and bad.
Okay, good and bad. How?
Laws are good because you have to keep some kind of chaos from outbreaking and turning the world into an anarchy. I don't know the right word for it, but having anarchy break out and just total chaos and murder and all of the sins wrapped up in one.
Yep.
Versus with laws, it's basically checks and balances.
Okay. Okay, so it keeps avoids chaos. Thank you. Avoids chaos, keeps order.
It helps.
Yep. Good. Yep.
Rules.
Yep. Good. So, what happens when I say God's laws? What kind of thoughts do you have about those when I say that?
Unchangeable.
What's that?
Unchangeable.
Unchangeable. Good. 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 Bad. Yep. You're supposed to say good. We're at a church type thing, so yep. Good answer. What are some of the laws of God?
Ten Commandments.
Good. Yep. Anybody know all 10 of them? We don't have to do that, but just a thought. So I wanted to talk to you a little bit today about God's laws. So I wanted to talk to you about a specific psalm and some verses in Psalms. So, how many people have an app on their phone for the Bible? Good. How many people don't? Okay. So, I brought some Bibles. I thought we could all look at stuff together. So, if you don't have a Bible, I'll pass it on to you. So, what we want to... have us all go. Yep, good. Have us go to Psalm 19. So if you have a Bible, just open up the middle of it. So just start in the middle. You should see Psalms. And if you see Psalms, then go to Psalm 19. And if you find Psalm 19, then we want to go to Psalm 19, 7 through 11. So if you just open up the middle of it, and so yeah, just right in the middle, you should see Psalms, and then you can go to 19. Give you a minute. So would somebody read Psalm 19, 7 through 11?
The law of the Lord.
Good. Do it.
The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The rules of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey, and drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned, and keeping them there is great.
Good, thank you. So, good stuff. And so, that verse is near the bottom of the first page on your handout also. So, you can look at it there. So, I want to spend a little bit of time talking about that. So, Psalms is middle of the Bible. 73 of the 150 Psalms are attributed to King David. And King David was said to be a man after God's own heart. So, a great person to learn from. Authors share their thoughts and feelings in regard to their interactions with life and God in Psalms. That's just my kind of, as I read that. Some Psalms are songs, like we sang. Some of them are poetry. Some of them share feelings of joy and feelings of grief or sadness. And so those are called laments. And we can learn a lot from Psalms about God and life. And so in this case, this is poetry. And so this is like a song, and it's poetry. And a lot of times in poetry, they'll say the same thing multiple ways. And so that's what's happening here also. So when they say law, so it says, the law of the Lord is perfect. It says the statutes of the Lord are trustworthy. The precepts of the Lord are right. The commands of the Lord are radiant. The fear of the Lord. All of the law, statutes, precepts, commands, fear, ordinances, all say the same thing. It's God's law. So it's a different way of saying the same thing. And that helps us because we can see things from different angles and kind of delve more into it. The law tells us what's right and wrong. And it also tells us what's good and bad. And that's important because who has this down? Who struggles every day trying to figure out what's right and wrong? Sometimes we know what's right and wrong and do the wrong thing. But sometimes we don't know, and it's just always good if we can know the best thing to do, the right thing to do. And so that gives us an opportunity to talk about that and this describing that there. So in the past, the law might have been, for people, the Ten Commandments, as Vince talked about. But now we have the whole Bible, and in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, it says, all Scripture is God-breathed and useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. So all Scripture now, so all of the commands that we have in the Old and New Testament, all the laws, we can take advantage of. So let's just kind of go through, and I don't know if you're following along, but I'm on 5 on the second page, but just to kind of step through the psalm. And it says, the law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. And perfect is when there's nothing better. There is just nothing better than perfect. So there's nothing better than the law because it's perfect. And it revives the soul. And so when you think of that, anybody, when you say revives the soul, what do you think of? Any?
Nourishment.
Nourishment, good. Anybody's soul here need to be revived?
Every day.
Good. Yep. We struggle with that. We go up and down. And so the law revives our soul. It's the same phrase that they use in Psalm 23. And now I'm drawing a blank. I think it says it revives my soul or something like that in Psalm 23. But it's the same phrase that's used there. The soul is our inner being, our inner personality, our inner, it's our inner person. It's kind of who we are when we're by ourselves. And so the law revives that. It says the statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. And trustworthy, when someone's trustworthy or something's trustworthy, you can count on it. You don't have to question it. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to say, oh, is this right or whatever. It is trustworthy. And the law is trustworthy. And then it said it revives, making wise the simple. Simple, that's me. I struggle. I mean, you know, we're all blessed, but we struggle. We are simple. And so it makes wise the simple. And I want to be wise. I like to be wise. I like to do the right thing. And the law helps us do that, because people who do the right thing, who do good things, are better off. And it's wise that way. Then in 7, it says, number 7, the commands of the Lord are radiant, given light to the eyes. So radiant is bright and beautiful. We like right, like a sunrise. It's amazing. And the law puts light on things. And we talked about in Psalm 119:105, it talks about the word being a light to our path and a lamp to our feet. And so that it can be radiant. And then it says, also giving light to the eyes. And the eyes are kind of a window into our soul. And so you can see, as it revives our inner soul, it brings light to our eyes. And you can kind of see when you look at people, how their eyes look. It reflects on them. And then it says, the fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. So fear is, oftentimes we think about that as bad, but it's really good. God is so amazing. We sang about that. He's majestic. He's unfathomable. And he puts us in awe, and we have a fear of him because he's so great. I was just out in Colorado and up on the top of Pikes Peak, and it put me in fear of, it's so large and it's so high and it's so big and it's so great. And that's no comparison at all to what God is. And so we have that fear, and it's a healthy fear, because we have respect and honor for him because of the fear. But then it says it's enduring forever. And so I think Tracy said it doesn't change, and it doesn't change. His word doesn't change. We don't have to worry about, okay, was it like this yesterday? And, you know, with our parents or something like that, well, they told me this yesterday, but today they're saying something different. No, that doesn't happen with this. So we can always count on that as far as it being trustworthy. Then it says the ordinances of the Lord are sure and altogether righteous. And so again, sure, no need to question, and you can trust them. And again, it's saying the same thing multiple ways. But this is interesting. It says altogether righteous. And so righteous means right. And so there is a standard with God and with his laws that they're always right. And you can't question them. You can't say, well, you know, this, his law here, I'm not sure, you know, somebody else thinks this, or maybe it's better this way. It's the standard. It's kind of like having a foot, or a yard measurement. And that's the standard. And it's always right. And it's how you measure everything else from. And that's how his laws are. And you can't question it. You can't, Donnie was building a house, and you can't have, tape measures that are different sizes, as far as a foot always has to be a foot. And that's how God's laws are. They are righteous because they are right all the time. And everything else, goes off of that. And then it says they are more precious than gold. Anybody know what's in the box now? What? God's laws. Yep. A Bible's in there. So it's true. So it does say that they are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. By them your servant, by them is your servant warned. And so we get a heads up about things because it's right law. So we don't have to be surprised when things happen, because if we break God's laws, bad things happen. You break man's laws. We saw that in court today. Bad things happen. How many people from the people in reentry court got to put their hands behind their back and walk off to jail because of the consequences of things that they've done? But there's rewards on the other side where you get blessed by this. Things go a lot better with your life. Life is a lot more peaceful. There's huge rewards. And it's because God loves us. And that's why he's given us this law. a guy named Tim Keller, I read some things that he had actually talked about, and he said that God's laws are a reflection of him. So we didn't read the beginning part but of Psalm 19, and you can do that later, but it talks about the majesty of God and God through nature. It's called General Revelation, and it talks. You can see God and the majesty of God on Pike's Peak, and as with a sunrise and through storms and all of that, and so that's part of it. But here it shows God's character of who He is through His law, as far as what He gave us. And there's kind of three things. It talks about as you see through Psalm 19, righteousness. So the righteousness of God. He is right all the time. There's no questioning him. He is right. But it's also wise. So you can have somebody who in authority that can be right, but it can be not wise. But it's wise also because it's good and it's the best way. And then it's also loving with both of those, because he loves us so much. He's given us laws to help guide us because he wants us to have the best life ever. So what do we do with this? To summarize, God's laws are awesome. They're right, they're wise, they're loving. There's nothing bad about them, only good. And so what can we do with this? And one of the things to think about, and I see this, there are people who try to do kind of God's laws, or something called Judeo-Christian ethics, where you kind of follow the Bible and yet you're not a Christian. And things generally go better for you because you're following God's laws. You're kind of doing part of it. But if you do that, you're always going to be challenged because you're never going to be good enough. You're always going to fail when you try to follow God's laws. And there's going to be challenges. But God has a better way for us. And what he set up was for us to turn our lives over to God, to say, I can't run my life anymore. I'm going to follow God. And I'm also, at the same time, acknowledge that we're all sinners. And with God's laws and with God's standards, we deserve punishment. And we deserve death and hell. And I hate to say that, but that's true. We are truly guilty. Just when you commit crimes or do things in court, there's punishment for that. With God's laws, because of what we do that we can't not do, because we're not only because we sin, but because we're sinners, we need a Savior. And he put in place where Jesus came and took our punishment that we deserved, that we earned in our place, and died for us so we can have his righteousness. And all we have to do is turn from our way to his way and accept this amazing free gift that we don't do anything for other than accept it because he loves us. And then his Spirit comes and lives inside us and helps us in life and helps us to follow his laws. So these great laws that we can't really follow by ourselves, we can kind of try. He has this plan where he lives within us and helps us to do that. And then he also set this community like this, where there are Christians together that help and encourage each other. And so God's just amazing what he's done with his laws. And we have that available. And you have something pure, better than gold, that you can take advantage of.